I'm Jim Sharp. It is 7:14, and it's time for KTAR's Community Spotlight, where we shine a light on companies and organizations that give light to our community.
And this morning, Detour Dan Beach is joining us as we talk to Dr. Michael Waters, director of the Stroke Center at Barrow Neurological Institute.
But let's start with Dan here. May is Stroke Awareness Month, and what many people may not realize is you experienced a stroke a couple years ago, so you're really trying to educate people about the warning signs. What are those, Dan?
Absolutely. Be fast. That's what you got to remember. If you think you or a loved one has had a stroke, for the following: B, for balance difficulties; E, for eyes with blurred vision; F, for facial drooping; A, for arm weakness; S, for sudden balance, speech, or vision difficulties; and T, for time to call 911.
And Dr. Waters, we know that a stroke can happen to anyone of any age, but are there people who are more at risk than others?
Sure, absolutely. You are exactly correct that a stroke can happen to any person at any time and of any age. Now, of course, there are risk factors, and those are modified over the lifespan. And typically, stroke is considered a disease of an aging population. And by and large, that is true. Your rate does increase as we grow older, but there are many different types of conditions and particular features that make this a disease of the young and the old.
So what would be a factor in a younger person that might put them at higher risk for a stroke, doctor?
There are certain cardiac arrhythmias that may put them at a higher risk. There are injuries, things like dissections of the blood vessels that feed the brain. There are autoimmune diseases. And so there's a myriad of other types of causes of strokes that can afflict a younger population as well.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Waters, director of the Stroke Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. What do I do if I think someone's having a stroke? And what can I do while I'm waiting for help to arrive?
Call 911. That is absolutely the most imperative thing. Stroke is a time-critical disease, and the faster you present to the hospital and get worked up for that, the more options I have in terms of treating. And we know historically and statistically that the sooner treatment begins, the better the odds for a good outcome for the patient is.
And if you are the patient, I mean, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's actually very serious. And better to be safe than sorry. And go ahead and call for help if you think you're even showing any signs, right?
10 times out of 10. Absolutely right. I mean, there are things that we call stroke mimics. And they we're pretty good at spotting those. And if you come to the emergency room and you're suffering from a stroke mimic, it will not take us long to figure that out, and we can tidy things up and send you on your way. But if you are having a stroke, you absolutely need to be in the emergency department, being evaluated by a neurologist, because that will give you the best chance and the highest odds of having a good outcome and recovery from the stroke.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Michael Waters, director of the Stroke Center at Barrow Neurological Institute, for joining us this morning.
Hey, we really want to thank you also for everything you did for Detour Dam, because we love that guy a lot. We're glad to have him back at work.
You can't see it right now. We're all got a big group hug going, Dr. Waters.
Hey, that's terrific. That's the name of the game. We want to diagnose, treat, and get you back into the workplace.